11 lives as a cow. In about 1815, a man named Lin died. His family and friends were sad because he had been such a nice person. Lin found himself in hell. There is a court there, presided over by the king of hell. The bailiffs are demons with bulls' heads and horses' faces. Other demons are waiting eagerly to go get the next to die. The walls are hung with terrifying instruments of torture. All of these are created by our own wicked thoughts and bad acts, not by any gods or devils. A doctor, Dr. Yin, was dragged into the court. "Oh no, I've just died. Then this must be the court where I'll be judged." Just thinking about it horrified him. "On your knees, scum," roared the bailiffs. Yin knelt. Then he noticed someone else kneeling beside him. Then he realized he knew the other prisoner. It was his friendly local butcher, Lee. Lee was in no friendly mood now. When he saw Dr. Yin, he struck his finger in his face and told the king, "It's all his fault. He's the one. If he didn't eat beef, I wouldn't kill any cattle. Take him. Let me go." Yin would not have any of that. He said, "Your Honor, if he didn't kill cattle, I wouldn't eat beef." Lee was furious when he heard that. The bailiffs had to drag them apart. The king slammed his fist on the desk. "Silence! One killed, the other eight. You're both guilty. Don't you have a conscience? Cows and bulls plow fields to grow grain to feed you. You have no gratitude. You eat these innocent animals. If people eat a lot of beef, a lot of cows die. If people eat a little beef, fewer cows die. If people eat no beef, no cows die. Do you two understand that?" They nodded submissively. "Lee, for your crimes against living creatures and against your conscience, I sentence you to hell, where you will suffer until you have learned your lesson. Take him away." The demons gleefully dragged the howling butcher away, kicking him as they went. "Dr. Yin, you have eaten too much beef. Every time a patient invited you to dinner, you insisted on eating beef. Do you have any idea of how many cows you have eaten? Do you admit your guilt?" Dr. Yin hung his head and nodded. "Not only that, 11 of your patients died due to your stupidity and carelessness. For your crimes, I sentence you to 11 lives as a cow, wherein you will pay back your debts to those victims of your malpractice. You will end each life suffering under the butcher's knife, as just compensation for the torments you caused innocent living creatures. Take him away. Dr. Yin screamed as the demons dragged him out of the court. As for you, the king turned to Lin, but he was speaking in a different tone. You have been good to your parents and loyal to your country. It's not your time yet, so you can go back. But be sure to tell everyone what you saw here, so they do not end up in this predicament. And with that, Lin came back to life.